Back here on the Radio Sports page, we're joined now by runners-up in the Class 1A Girls State Doubles Tournament, Katie Rosa and Sydney Van Arendonk of the Pella Christian Girls Tennis Squad. And girls, congratulations first off on a runner-up finish up there at State. And, you know, just kind of looking back on the experience and seeing what you guys were able to accomplish, what does it mean to say that you are the runners-up in Class 1A and have, you know, such an accomplishment to end your high school careers with?
Yeah, I think it's a little bittersweet. It's the ending of our high school career. But yeah, it was definitely a great finish. And I think it was just such a good opportunity to just serve our Lord in that way and represent our school and our community.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'll have to agree with Katie. It's a great way to represent Pella, Pella Christian, God. It was just a very fun weekend.
And you talk about some of the fun. I know that there was a couple of things that talking to you guys before this interview that really stood out to you about the experience. What were some of those things getting to compete at Waterloo that stand out as kind of highlights that you're going to carry with you for a long time when you think back on the run you guys made to the championship match in Class 1A doubles action?
I think something that stood out to me was beating Decorah, and that meant we went on to the semifinals. So just making it to the next day was just it made it pretty real and pretty fun.
And Sydney, I know that one thing that you had mentioned was the getting to write your name on the bracket and seeing your name advance. What about that just made things real to you? It kind of helped you realize that this is legitimate, that we are one of the top four doubles teams in Class 1A in the state of Iowa.
Yeah, so this year's a little different. Once you won a match, you'd write your name into the bracket. So it was really fun watching the name Rosa Van Arendonk keep creeping in toward the championship round. And once we beat Decor, I looked over at Katie, like, Katie, we're in the semifinals. And that was just really exciting to hear.
That is really exciting. And again, as seniors, the last athletic that you get to do is get to compete for a state championship. And, not a lot of people get to do that. And, this year, I know that there's been a lot of success. And to be able to add your names to that, and say that you are one of the highest finishers at Pella Christian this year with a runner-up at the state tournament, and just having that, knowing that no one could take that away from you, how special is that, ending your careers like that?
Yeah, it's really special. And I think especially thinking back to this past cross country season, just with Ryan and his injury and everything, I think it just puts everything in perspective. Just getting the opportunity to play and use our bodies in that way is just such a great opportunity and blessing.
I agree that it's super special. It was really fun to be able to represent Pella Christian at the tournament. Our banquet's tomorrow, and I think that'll definitely be bittersweet to know that it's over, but also know we could represent them there.
That's really cool. And Sydney, I know the last time that we talked, you told me you were going to go to the University of Iowa and study. Katie, this is the first time we've had a chance this tennis season to talk through things, and you tell me you're going to go to Northern Iowa next year to continue school. Can you tell me a little bit about the major you plan on pursuing and what you plan to do with that major?
Yeah, I'm planning on going to UNI for 4 years for recreational therapy and nonprofit leadership. So that's one of the majors up there. And I just hope to serve people and serve my Lord through that. So we'll see what that brings, but I'm pretty excited.
That is pretty exciting, guys. Again, congratulations on finishing runner-up in Class 1A in doubles and wrapping up a fantastic tennis career here at Pella Christian. We wish you the best of luck going forward, and looking forward to future conversations and finding out where things go from your time here at Pella Christian.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Katie Rosa and Sydney Van Arendonk of the Pella Christian girls tennis team here on the Radio Sports page.